Jake Paul's got some new material called Awareness.
Well, you can call it that if you like. I would call it Statistics. But Awareness, yeah, that'll work. Awareness, Statistics. This piece, the ink is still wet. I've been trying to get myself to write this for about 4 days. I finally got the statistics where I could compose this piece. 37 million died in the First World War. From murder of that magnitude, mankind must close the door. World War II was over 60 million. When the killing finally came to rest, some say the USA, all things said, is truly blessed. Vietnam was 58,000 U.S. soldiers gone. Total dead, 1,300,000 before it saw its final dawn. With all the hate and bloodshed there now has been, is the message still not clear? Love one another is the only way. There's no more time for hate and fear. We're here for such a short time, then it's off, away, above. From the moment of our birth, we were here to learn to love. Thank you.
What else you got for us, Jay Paul?
We're going to shoot right into some dry humor. This one needs a little bit of a lead-in. When I was about 7 or 8 years old, I went out with my mom and dad one night to a fairly nice restaurant, and I ordered frog legs. So I consumed this big platter of frog legs, and everybody was having a great time. And when we left, my dad, instead of going straight out the front like he had pulled in, he swung the car around, went through the parking lot and down the alley behind the restaurant. And with my head stuck out the window, I saw all these little frogs on walkers. Talk about traumatized.
I can actually see them, J-Paul.
Little walkers and little leather pads in my tummy. I'm 7, 8 years old. I'm full of frog legs. So needless to say, I never ate frog legs again. So anyway, there's the lead in. This piece is called I Dare Not Ask About Hush Puppies. I heard they use ducklings to make duct tape. And catfish might come from kittens. I guess it's little bitty bunnies fur inside old time gloves and mittens. I dare not ask about hush puppies. Some eat them way down south. Some folks seldom fret about what goes inside their mouth. Oysters on the half shell have nowhere left to hide. And it's always a bad day for them when someone wants them fried. When people cook escargot, they scare the snails to death. They hide inside their little shells until they breathe their final breath. Shrimp get eaten by the dozen because they're too small to fight. And God knows a sushi factory is not a pretty sight. The short life of most chickens is nothing to crow about. Who writes this stuff? The short life of most chickens is nothing to crow about, and a delicacy for some dummies is pickled piglet snout. Yeah, there are those that gobble insects, mostly the ones that cannot fly. While we're at it, frogs without their little legs are enough to make grown-up people cry. Maybe it's time to switch to salads morning, noon, and night. Tomatoes, cucumbers, and lettuce don't pay you any mind if and when you take a bite. There you have it. That one.
That's funny.
We'll move on to a piece called High Mileage. High Mileage. Did one last week about trying to be an organ donor where they said I needed to go home and iron my skin and I was full of mold. And this, at any rate, this is another one that I did a few years back called High Mileage. I tried to be an organ donor, but they said I'm all worn out. I suppose to give my parts away, I gotta have some clout. Oh, well, my brain is getting foggy. My eyesight is not the best. Before I go to bed at night, I often take or leave a rest. My kidneys sometimes do overtime when I leave a pee, and there are times my memory must have sailed off to sea. It's true I have a lot of mileage. The hair I have is silver thin. My organs may not be organized. I've been around the block since who knows when. My parts may not be all that dependable, but they still get me up around. I pray all those who need a donor are blessed and satisfaction bound.
Alrighty then, folks. I still got pictures of little frogs in wheelchairs rolling all around. I can't get that out of my head.
Couldn't help. Okay. Couldn't help. A heartfelt hello to Lane and Michelle, a couple of my fans, you might say, friends of mine from Virginia City. And if you're interested in getting hold of me, maybe supporting what I'm attempting to do, jpaulhorgan.com.
You'll find me at jpaulhorgan.com.
HORGAN.com. This next one is called Some Could Make a Preacher Swear. Growing up, a double shot of whiskey was a teething tool. No wonder lots of babies would pass out or sit and drool. Cigar smoke could be a constant way back in the days. It could be hard to find the children through all the smoky haze. Baby food back then was French fries from the drive-through down the street. There were no child restrainers. Kids were roped into their seats.
Yes, we were.
Kids were roped. Especially Dave was roped into his seat. When and if we misbehaved, we were put out with the dogs. Some of us were raised in chicken coops or crawling through mud among the hogs. There was very little tender toilet training. Some kids fell into outhouse holes. There's a picture for you. Those who survived to 5 years old were often taught to shovel coal. In those days, soup ladles were a weapon. Sticks and fly swatters really stung. To say the very least, it was real tough being young. Back in childhood's days, scar tissue basically meant that you survived. And lots of black and blue meant that you were still alive. Some of us almost drowned after inhaling half the beach. Some of us could make a preacher swear if he dared to try a speech. Kids who grew up to be teenagers at least thought they'd seen it all. Most of them would bounce back upright after almost any fall. Back in those days, the nursery rhyme was a song that said, "Beware," and lots of fathers had bald heads from pulling out their hair. Tough times meant tough kids. Yeah, we could make some preachers swear. But moms dished out lots of love, and most dads were teddy bears. There you have it. Got enough time to squeeze in one or two more, it looks like, is where we're at here. We're going to jump into a piece called Heartbeats, and I'm going to speed this up a little bit to get it in.
Dum, dum.
Thinking Man's Rap, maybe? Thinking Man's Rap? Heartbeats. From New York City to the Great Lakes, where the Motor City rock and rolls. Freedom's in our heartbeats. It's in our hearts and souls. From the Carolinas to Kentucky to Nashville style of Tennessee, freedom's in our heartbeats. We'll live no other way but free. From Florida to Mississippi, from Texas to New Mexico, freedom's in our heartbeats. We live to let it flow. From Arizona to the West Coast to California, surf and gold, we live for love and freedom, young, middle-aged, and old. From Washington to Oregon to the mountains of Idaho, freedom's in our heartbeats, we live to let it flow. From Hawaii, surf and sunny, salty islands, to our cities, to small towns. We're born with freedom in our heartbeats. It's here and there and all around. We hope our hearts will keep the beat all around the planet earth, there's been freedom in our heartbeats ever since our time of birth. From the north down to the south, from the east coast to the west, freedom's in our heartbeats, and we'll survive our times of test. From Alaska to Nebraska, from Canada to Mexico, freedom's in our heartbeats. We live to let it show.
All right, well, we got about 45 seconds. You got a really small one? Or can you talk faster?
I'm going to go a little Jimmy Buffett style. That's more my style. I've written a number of songs with that kind of beach sort of attitude. About as good as it gets. About as good as it gets. Palm trees and parrots, sea salt and surf. I can't help but belong where waves meet the earth. Suntan lotion and sailboats, steel drums and guitars, sundown serenades, deep blue skies full of stars. Inland and outland, the coast is the best. From up north to down south, back east to far west. Steel drums and guitars, surf, sand, and sunsets. A songster's destination, as good as it gets.